On the Hudson flight will take on the new role in addition to returning to the cockpit. U.S. Airways is to announce at a later date when Sullenberger will return to the skies. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget, and more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills, looking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamus, who has a fascinating story to tell us, some details I had never heard before. And certainly I've looked into the death of John Kennedy Jr. On a number of occasions. I've heard many stories, but none are quite as convincing as Barry's story. So now, for those of you who don't know, Barry is an Israeli citizen who was over there for 30 years writing about corruption in the Israeli society, has written a definitive book on the murder of Rabin, and because of threats on his life, he has come to the United States. But Israel's loss is our gain. Although Barry's in contact with people over in Israel, we have the opportunity to interview him almost on a weekly basis, and certainly I think you'll look forward very much to hearing today's story of the murder of John Kennedy Jr. Go right ahead, Barry.
Sure. Why not? First of all, before I begin, let's start with the basic story. John Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr. had a magazine called George. It was a good magazine. And in March of 1997, George magazine exposed the Rabin assassination conspiracy. And not just exposed, it was a 13-page monster article, supposedly by the assassin, the fake assassin, Yigal Amir's mother, but I know who wrote it. Well, I can tell you who wrote it. The name was Darshan Leitner. He was an attorney in Israel. He wrote it for Yigal Amir. He was the only editor or publisher in the United States to come out and say that Yitzhak Rabin was murdered in a conspiracy by the Israeli Secret Services. He did not say Shimon Peres. That was coming up. He was going to do it again, and he was going to expose the whole truth. And that is why he died. There, I summed it up in a line or two. Now let's look at the evidence.
Well, now, the article was supposedly written, though, by the supposed assassin's mother. Was that the background that she was telling she was exposing?
She got the byline.
Okay, fine.
Look, I know this woman. She could not write in English, and her Hebrew writing wouldn't be something you'd look forward to. They interviewed her and added details, but the expose was not my story precisely, but was about 70% of the details that I had gathered by 1997. Now, I started getting interested in the JFK Jr. murder when, just after the murder, there was an interview, front page, Ma'ariv, major Israeli paper, with a cab driver, a limousine driver named Yoel Katzavman, who, well, what do you know, less than 2 days before the, excuse me, the demise of JFK Jr., he was employed to take him and his wife, Carolyn Bessette. Well, first he dropped JFK Jr. at his office, and then he took Carolyn Bessette shopping. Now, they were on their way to the wedding of Rory Kennedy, which was a Jewish ceremony in Cape Cod. Now, the story he told made really no sense. JFK Jr. was a man of the people. He didn't hire a limousine to go three blocks to his office. But he had a stubborn wound to his left leg that, well, he would have taken a taxi, not a limousine, if you know him well. And I got to know him pretty well. The Empire Limousine Service was called for reasons that are not exactly certain. But one thing is certain, the story that appeared in Ma'ariv wiped out any chance of a murder or conspiracy because JFK Jr., according to Katzavman, had two breaks in his left leg and he was depressed and he should never have been near an airplane if you read this report. But there was more. He bought the wedding gift. Well, he accompanied JFK Jr.'s wife to buy the wedding gifts for Rory Kennedy. And I would like to know who drove them to the airport in New Jersey. I would be almost certain it was the Empire Limousine Service. And that should be looked into. I did try and look into it, by the way, at the time. The point being, the story didn't make any sense. Simply, it didn't make any sense that this Israeli would be driving JFK Jr., explained that he was in no shape to get into a plane, took the wife shopping, bought the gifts for the upcoming wedding, and there's weird other details in this story. Carolyn asked Katzavman if questions about a Jewish ceremony, which is very bothersome because Carolyn Bessette was Jewish. She may not have been religious. In fact, she abandoned just about everything to do with Judaism, but it doesn't matter. She would have known what a Jewish ceremony was. Now, that started my investigation. I smelled a rat, and I smelled an Israeli rat. Now, I had, again, a kind of, I never met the man, and he probably would not have wanted to meet me, but nonetheless, I followed what he did for the Rabin assassination. So after this interview came out, an absolute tidal wave of very relevant data was released. Now, we're going to get into the fact that the U.S. Navy was called out to recover the plane, and in short, no reporter, no photographer, no one was allowed to photograph the plane. No one. Or the bodies, needless to say. So the only people who saw the plane and the bodies were the FBI and the FAA. So I read their reports. Now, I assume somewhere you can still find their reports. And I would read it if I were you. I really would if anyone's interested in bringing justice to this very fine man. The FBI preliminary report is astounding. It claims there was a bomb on the plane. The actual report said that. There there was a bomb on the plane, and it noted the type of explosive used was employed by certain foreign intelligence services, in this case meaning the Mossad. Now, we'll get to the FAA shortly, but I want to get to the real point right now. This was followed up immediately by Catherine Cryer of Fox TV's The Cryer Report. I have not seen it on Fox TV. 10 years ago, there was something called The Cryer Report. It announced that JFK Jr. was about to meet high-ranking Mossad officers to get the full story on the Rabin assassination. Now, there's a newspaper in Frankfurt, Germany. I believe it was the Frankfurt Neustadt that reported that on the Wednesday before... Oops, I hear the music. Don't I?
You do hear the music, and Barry will get into the details as soon as we get back here at the American Freedom Network. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Aging doesn't only show in your face, but it can be felt in your body. You feel tired, your joints and muscles ache, and your mind seems clouded and forgetful. It's time to stop the aging clock with a proven system brought to you by NutraMedical.com. Anti-Age Max uses a revolutionary formula to turn back the hands of time on the inside and out. Combine Anti-Age Max with Nutritrala to protect against cellular damage, and Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. It is possible to look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-Age Max. Dr. Bill's Anti-Age Max is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Barry Shamish, and he was, of course, going into the background of the murder of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, Jr. Now, I can remember reading George Magazine, a lot of great information there about the Council on Foreign Relations and the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created, and information you'll never get in the establishment publications, and they can't allow the American people to know that there really was a secret society between high and invisible government. And, of course, certainly, what part did his expose of the murder of the premier of Israel play? Well, pick up the story there, Barry.
Well, let me reiterate. The FBI's preliminary report confirmed there was a bomb on the plane. By the way, we'll go into the FAA shortly. The bomb was at the back of the plane. The type of explosive used was used by certain foreign intelligence services. Then the Catherine Cryer report of Fox TV announced that JFK Jr. was about to meet high-ranking Mossad officials to get the full story of the Rabin assassination. And then the German newspaper, the Frankfurt, now I may be wrong, but I believe it was Neustadt, but I'll look into that a little later. But nonetheless, they announced that on the Wednesday of the assassination, I'm going to use that word, it was an assassination, that JFK Jr. had met the deputy head of the Mossad, Amiram Levine, to get the full story of the Rabin assassination. He was going to expose the whole thing. Now, after that came the interview with JFK's chauffeur, Yoav Katzavman, which I found incredibly and ridiculously timely. And it had all kinds of facts that, well, they justify the report that JFK Jr. was depressed and he had a broken leg. Well, the reason for that, I believe, was that Israel's Prime Minister, Ehud Barak, the current Foreign Minister of Israel, showed up in Washington the day before the, again, assassination of JFK Jr. This operation went as high as the office of the Israeli Prime Minister. Now, I'm going to state this and restate it. It was all to protect Shimon Peres. Today's Israeli president, he is the one who knocked off Rabin. And Barak showed up in Washington to run this operation. Now, let's look at evidence that I don't know what's wrong with this country. I really don't know what's wrong with this country. You just look at the evidence. One, Kennedy's sister-in-law's sister. No, that would make her the sister-in-law, actually. Sorry about that. Lauren Bessette. Her suitcase was found miles away from the crash site. Now, needless to say, if the plane went straight down into the ocean, her suitcase would be in the plane. If there was a midair explosion, well, it wouldn't be. Her suitcase was found miles from the crash site. Now, I'm gonna do eyewitnesses. There are four people, I'm going to mention two right now, who saw the explosion. one was Attorney Victor Trebinek. I'm going to spell it. Anyone who cares enough can go look for it. Tribnik. He was fishing along the Massachusetts shore, heard the explosion, and saw the plane explode. Now, I'm going to read you a letter that was sent to me, and this was very well known for a day before it was smothered. But I'm going to quote the letter sent to me from someone who, for a day or two, wanted to get to the bottom of what happened to JFK Jr. Quote, at the time the plane went down, I was living in Massachusetts, Caryville. On the particular day I heard the news, a reporter, by the way, she was from the Vineyard Gazette, who was on the island, was quoted as having seen the plane and a flash on the plane. The next thing, the plane went out of control and crashed into the sea below. He was quoted on the internet saying this, having been a reporter and having seen many other events disappear, I decided to call the reporter in question. Somehow I quickly reached him and he repeated the story. Next, the article disappeared from the internet, and no more report was made on the news. And by the way, this was on the news for, like, one item, that a reporter from the Vineyard Gazette saw the plane explode. Along, I'm going to repeat this, with the attorney, Victor Probanek. They both saw the plane explode. Next, I quote my letter again. I noticed the disappearance of the article and called the reporter back. All of a sudden, he no longer existed. I couldn't find him no matter what I did, despite having spoken to him hours before. There were witnesses who saw the plane explode. Now, JFK Jr. radioed the tower. I believe it was Cape Cod Airport. If I'm off by a few miles, correct me, but JFK Jr. was 8 miles from the airport and radioed that he was about to land. Now, if you recall, the excuse given by the authorities were that he was traveling in dangerous weather. Thunderstorms, lightning, there was no such thing. The skies were clear. The weather couldn't have been better. Now, let us look at what happened after the plane, so-called crash, after the plane was blown up. The wreckage of the plane was recovered under national security conditions. In other words, no reporters were allowed to see or photograph it. The American Navy, well, they just as good as sent a Sixth Fleet out to find the plane. The wreckage was loaded onto the American, I believe it could have been an aircraft carrier. It was that big an operation. It was loaded onto sealed containers and taken away. Where by law, the FAA examined the plane. Oops, I hear the music. I'll tell you what the FAA reported.
All right, fine. And that plane was going to Martha's Vineyard. That's a little ways away from Cape Cod, but that's unimportant. Just for the record. Anyway, we'll be right back with Barry Shamish here at Genesis.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries three amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The liquid magnet complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The Magnetic Care Cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RxMagnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com, RxMagnets.com, or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Barry Shamish. And before we go on with the story of the murder of John Fitzgerald Jr., why, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, and how they can invite you to come to speak in their area.
All righty. The JFK, if I'm not mistaken, the JFK Jr. story is found in my book, Bye Bye Gaza. To get it, you go to www.lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com. When you get there, you'll see a search box. Double-click books, then write my name. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Shamish. And, well, look at the books. Or you can just download the book for like $5 and you have it that evening. Next, my website is www.barryshamish.com. And somewhere in the section called articles, you may find JFK Jr. You'll have to search. It's easiest to get the books. Next, I'm going to be speaking in October 9th. I'm going to be in Omak, Washington, for 3 days. I'm giving 3 speeches. If you're in the Washington area, I'll leave my phone number very shortly, because afterwards I'm going to be near Bellingham in a place called Sumas, Washington, and I may be in Seattle as well. But if you want to join me in Omak or Sumas, with the possibility of Seattle, just give me a call at 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079, and I'll give you the details. And I guess, well, that's it. That's the end of the plug. Let's go back to the FAA report. You know, I'm going to reiterate. I think people may be getting lost. The fact that JFK Jr. had met the Mossad and the deputy head of the Mossad, Amiram Levine, was confirmed by the Cryer report of Fox TV and of the Frankfurt newspaper. I apologize. I believe it was called Neustadt. Both said that, well, Frankfurt said without doubt that on the Wednesday before the assassination, JFK Jr. got the full story of the Rabin assassination from a Mossad head with a conscience. He was going to expose the murder of Yitzhak Rabin. It had to be stopped to protect the murderer, who was Shimon Peres, Israel's current president. To get the operation functional, they sent Ehud Barak to Washington on the Thursday, the day before the operation took place there. I've summed it up till now. Now the FAA report. The Navy finds the plane. Nobody can photograph it. Nobody can see it but the FBI and the FAA. Now, I think there were only 2 people who properly quoted the FAA report. That was me and that was Joel Skousen. The FAA report indicated, more than indicated, it actually said, the recovered engine was fully functional. There was no lightning, didn't strike the engine, didn't strike the plane. The plane blew up. The presumed bad weather that anyone could have told you didn't exist 8 miles from Martha's Vineyard was verified by the FAA, and how they shut him up, oh, Lord knows the answer to that one. But nonetheless, the FAA did a report on the plane. Nothing was wrong with the plane. And I'm going to repeat again, there were 4 witnesses. 2 of them were widely quoted, attorney Victor Pabanik and the reporter for the Vineyard Gazette. All over the world, they reported seeing the plane explode. Now we go on, well, to me, the biggest crime of all, because it was a crime against the families. The Navy recovered the plane within a day. The bodies were cremated. Now, obviously, you want to destroy evidence of bodies blown apart by a bomb. You cremate the bodies. I don't know how many people remember the ceremony on the USS, God knows what, aircraft carrier. Wasn't a destroyer. It was a big, big ship where the ashes were thrown to the sea, not just of JFK Jr., but also of his wife, Carolyn Bessette, and his sister-in-law, Lauren Bessette. They were all dumped into the sea within a day. There's only one problem. The families didn't agree. Now, just so I'm going to remind you again, the Bessette family, even though they drifted far from Judaism, were still Jewish. Judaism does not like cremation. It's a terrible memory of the Holocaust. The two sisters were cremated against the family's wishes. Now, as for Kennedy, he was Catholic, and they may allow cremation. It doesn't mean they like it. But most important of all, John Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr. was never in the Navy. Why would he get a Navy funeral? Why would the Navy spend tens of millions of dollars, well, recovering the plane and the bodies, and then within a day cremating the bodies, and then on national TV giving JFK Jr. a Navy funeral? His father was in the Navy. He was not. Why did he get a Navy funeral? The business of the cremation, to me, with all the evidence we've presented so far, that to me is the giveaway. They buried the evidence as fast as they could without an autopsy. The plane was hidden from the reporters and from the public. They got rid of the evidence. Now, I'm going to go into the crime itself. And again, you had to be in Israel to understand what JFK Jr. did to the country. By exposing the Rabin assassination, the effect of JFK Jr. on Israel was far greater than it was in America. And that's why I looked into this whole episode, because he was the brave publisher, the only American publisher to expose the Rabin conspiracy. And what they say about the good dying young, boy, is true in his case. He was a really, really brave man. Now, I'm going to quote Yitzhak Rabin's widow, that's Leah Rabin, by the way, who died. Well, we won't go into Leah Rabin. Surrounding the Rabin assassination are a whole pile of dead people, of which I was almost one, I want you to know. But nonetheless, from April 2nd, 1997, I'm going to quote...
All right, you're going to have to hold that quote because the music's there and we're going to have to go to the break, but we'll be back in just 3 minutes to wrap up today's program with Barry Shamish. Be right back.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest, of course, is Barry Shamish, and this is the last part of the program. Go ahead, Barry.
All right, I'm going to speed through this. The article, Leah Rabin, Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin's widow charged Tuesday that JFK Jr.'s magazine crossed the red line by publishing an article by the mother of her husband's assassin. How, of all people, could he do such a thing, Mrs. Rabin asked of JFK Jr. Perhaps he needed a sensational piece in order to sell his paper. I would expect that JFK Jr. who lost his father to an assassin's bullet when he was a mere child and grew up in the shadow of that horrible tragedy would adopt a higher moral stand in the paper. And then we find out that the article connected the Israeli Secret Service, the Shin Bet, to the assassination of Yitzhak Rabin. Next, a lot of American conspiracy people said that Hillary Clinton wanted JFK Jr. dead because he was going to run for the Senate seat in New York that she wanted. I want to tell you that was not the reason for the assassination, but I'll tell you this, it might have been a factor. One thing is for sure, Bill Clinton and his phony funeral speech for Yitzhak Rabin, Shalom Chaver, goodbye my friend, he invited Barack. It was under the Bill Clinton administration that JFK Jr. Was murdered. He has lots to explain. And JFK Jr., well, let's forget JFK Jr. Yitzhak Rabin was not the friend of Bill Clinton, not one little bit. Now, I'm not going to dive into everything with like a minute and a half to go, but Bill Clinton is connected to all this. Hillary Clinton may be connected to all this. And as for me, well, I'm in America, and two murders connected to Shimon Peres, I'm going to keep pounding away at. One is JFK Jr. The other is Utah Congressman Wayne Owens. They were both knocked off by the people surrounding Shimon Peres. And don't forget something. The Israeli people despise Peres, no matter how he... No matter what, just remember, there is a huge difference between Israel and Paris. All I can say is I'm trying to clean up the Israeli political establishment, the mafia, so I can go back home. The Americans have got to clean up the fact that JFK Jr. was assassinated and stop the cover-up right now, anyone who's got the ability to do so. There, I did it.
All right, you did a good job, Barry, and it was a fascinating story. And I think probably a couple of the most important things were the fact that without the family's consent, they would have cremated the bodies and then cast the ashes into the ocean. And Sydney, and then, of course, the preliminary report on the plane said there was an explosion. The definitive report said, oh, it was just, I don't know what it said, but the FBI obviously covered up for this, as they've covered up for all of the other murders. The FBI is not the friend of America. It's a lot of good FBI officers, but the people who run it are part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness.
Are we done?
You've got two more minutes before we let you go. Yes?
I thought I had 3 minutes, so I rushed through. All right. I'm going to be speaking in Washington. If anyone wants to join me in OMAC, Washington, or in Sumas, Washington, with the possibility of Bellingham in Seattle afterwards, give me a call at 904-315-8079. That's 315. Hold on, I'm so harassed now. 904-315-8079. There. Did I get it in time?
You're doing just fine, Barry. I want to thank you so very much for being with us, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You got it.
God bless. Bye-bye. All right, fine. Well, it was Barry Shamish. Always fascinating to have him. And if you don't believe this sort of thing goes on, we have a 4-CD set called Deadly Assassins. It's two interviews with CIA assassins who were asked to kill people. One of them was asked to kill a presidential candidate, and he has disappeared. The other one was asked to kill a prince of a foreign country, and of course he's still living, that's Colonel Marvin. But he was trained by the CIA and the Special Forces and assassin. We have an interview there with the gentleman who was actually tracked down the man who was assigned the task of killing General Patton. We carry the book, Target Patton. You need to get this information. We have a 4-tape set on the assassination of Martin Luther King. I should say 4-CD set. A 4-CD set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy. We have excellent 4-CD set of interviews with the survivors of the USS Liberty that was sent off the coast of the Sinai during the 67 war, with the idea that they would have everybody on board killed so we could go to war with Egypt. And this was coordinated with the Israeli Air Force by the leaders of our country and the sailors. You'll hear them tell the story. The sailors, the American sailors, patriotic American sailors, were told that they would spend the rest of their life in Leavenworth or be killed. they would be killed if they ever told the truth. And you wonder why we don't get the truth about what happened on September 11th, or why we don't get the truth of what happened with the downing of the TWA Flight 800, or with the bombing of the Murrah building, or with what happened at Waco. In fact, the attorney who sent the Davidians to prison tried to get the truth out afterwards, and he almost went to prison. They destroyed his life. You tell the truth, why, of course, you pay the consequences. Well, we need weapons to combat the evil forces that are there, and one of the best weapons I know is my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Ordinarily, it sells for $12.95, but we're making a special offer because we want to get it reprinted. You can get 60 copies, a little over $2 a book, for $149.95. And this is a weapon. It's a very effective weapon that we can use to get the information out. And we need about 50 people to at least buy a case of the books, and then we'll get it reprinted. That 60 copies of Brotherhood of Darkness for $149.95, and it will help us, and it will help you to get the truth out and to reach people, to understand the true nature of organized evil and the secret societies that dominate America today. So if you're in a position to help, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And certainly then, of course, we want to mention our all-day seminar we're going to have here on the north shore of the Monterey Bay on the 25th of October. And if you can come, we hope you'll be there. You're going to be serving lunch. You're going to have a reservation. And again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because we are at war today. So we do hope you'll go to our website at radioliberty.com. We've got a great information there. We've got DVDs. We've got links to other websites. We've got certainly essays. We've got my letters up there. And then, of course, you can listen to our programs 9 hours a day at our site there. You can listen to live programs. You can listen to the archive programs. You can listen to the MP3 programs. You can listen to the blogs. You can help us get the information out. So, again, our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Certainly, we've got some great information. We've got a 4-CD set on the H1N1, or the swine flu vaccine. That's a swine flu vaccine. We've got a great new 4-CD set on the Shack. It is a heretical book that's been sweeping Christendom with a false gospel. But you have to understand there is a conspiracy against God. And when you understand that, this is what it's really all about. It's about a truly Luciferian movement. If you haven't heard my talk on the forbidden secret, or my talk on the financial Armageddon, that's the forbidden secret or the financial Armageddon. They both come with syllabuses. You need to get the information, and you need to help us get it out across America. We are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. We're on the front lines of that battle. We're risking our lives. Are you willing to do the same? Because believe me, if America's lost, then it's probably going to be, barring, of course, a great spiritual revival, why freedom as we've known it will simply become a remembrance of things past. We'll be back in just a moment.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the time, for this first half hour of the program, they're going to be the views of Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who was formerly the Undersecretary of the Treasury during the, or Assistant Secretary of the Treasury during the Reagan years, and certainly is an economist well known. He writes prolifically, he's written a number of books, but we're pleased to have him with us to bring us up to date on what's going on in the world, and there are just so many issues that we need to cover in this short period of time. Dr. Roberts, thank you so much for being with us.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you.
Well, what do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about the coming war with Iran? Do you want to talk about the economy? Do you want to talk about the G20 meeting? What would you think would be the most burning issues we should be covering?
Well, that's a good question. The economy is a burning issue, but so is the effort to demonize Iran and start a new war. We saw recently where the President of the United States lied through his teeth. Obama, the great hope of the progressives, showed himself to be no different from George Bush or Dick Cheney when he declared wrongly, erroneously, that he had just discovered a secret Iranian nuclear facility for producing nuclear weapons. Now, this is a lie that ranks with any that Adolf Hitler ever told. The truth of the matter is, when Obama announced that on Friday, the previous Monday, the Iranian government had informed the International Atomic Energy Agency, to whom it reports under the Safeguards Agreement, that it had begun constructing a new facility. That's all the Iranians are required to do. They're required, under the Safeguards Agreement, to report 6 months before the facility is completed. So all this talk about a secret facility for making nuclear weapons, it's a lie. It's just like the weapons of mass destruction that allegedly Iraq had and didn't have. A lie on the basis of which there are 1 million dead Iraqis, 4 million dislocated and dispossessed Iraqis, a ruined country, a complete wreck. All of the intellectual resources of the country have left, and we're still occupying it. And so now they're pulling the same trick with Iran. They have taken what is Iran's complete and total compliance under the Non-Proliferation Treaty, under the Safeguards Agreement that Iran entered into with the International Atomic Energy Agency, which is the agency that monitors the nuclear facilities of countries that signed the treaty, to make sure that the that there is no diversion of enriched uranium into a weapons program.
Well, I notice in your article that you published, you mentioned that both Pakistan and India didn't sign the agreement.
They did
develop nuclear weapons, and we don't seem to be unhappy about that.
No, and Israel, of course.
And of course, China to the east and Russia to the north. In fact, Iran is surrounded by nations that have nuclear weapons. And why aren't we concerned about the fact that Pakistan has nuclear weapons?
Iran doesn't have any nuclear weapons.
Right.
And according to the International Atomic Energy Agency, there has been no diversion of any enriched uranium to a weapons program.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, under-sink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries three amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The liquid magnet complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The Magnetic Care Cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX Magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com. RxMagnets.com or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
Here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, was just saying that all 14 or 16 of our intelligence agencies have confirmed the fact that Iran is not trying to build a nuclear weapon. I mean, they all confirm it, but it doesn't matter what the intelligence agencies, we spend $75 billion a year to finance, say why the Obama administration is determined to take us to war. And so with the help of the media, why they're convincing the American people that Iran is a threat, that Iran is going to somehow attack Israel or attack our forces in Iraq or Afghanistan or bomb the United States, or Iran, gee, we can't wait, we're going to give them just a couple of more months, and then the question is, what are we going to do? Well, what do you think is going to happen, Dr. Roberts?
Well, I think that they intend to attack Iran. Otherwise, why is the President of the United States lying through his teeth, just like Bush and Cheney? Look at the press reports. Even National Public Radio has fallen in with this lie machine. Stephen Tama of the McClatchy newspapers has fallen in with the lie machine. Darini, an Associated Press writer, has fallen in with the lie machine. Now, obviously, all of the print newspapers are failing, and they desperately want a bailout from Washington, just like the banks that the investment banks got. And so they're probably just pleasing the government by telling us lies in order to get money. But none of this would be happening unless the intention was to attack Iran. There's no reason for the President of the United States to stand up and say publicly an untruth unless he intends war.
Well, certainly we saw that with George Bush. I mean, he lied to get us into Afghanistan. After all, we were attacked by 15 Saudi Arabians. 15 of the 19 hijackers were Saudis. And so after the Saudi Arabians attacked us, we went to war with Afghanistan, and now we're trying to start up a war with Pakistan, and it's very obvious we're going to try to start up a war with Iran. But, Dr. Roberts, we can't afford it. I mean, this will bankrupt our nation, just as Rome
was.
We're
already bankrupt. The real question is whether the Chinese and the Russians put their foot down. And no one knows how they will figure this. They may put their foot down and say no, in which case we wouldn't dare. Or they may say, well, let these stupid Americans go ahead and finish cooking their goose. Then we'll have less trouble with them.
Well, don't you think that the Chinese and Russians would like to fight to the last American soldier in the last American city?
I don't think they really want to fight us, but they realize.
Well, but let somebody else destroy us. I mean, they'd sit on the sidelines just clapping and saying, go to it, fellas.
Well, I think that what they would, if they permit this to go forward, they would realize that a bankrupt country can't fight a war unless the Russians and the Chinese are going to lend them the money. And, of course, the Russians have an energy stranglehold on our NATO allies. So I don't know how they'll figure it. I don't know whether they'll simply say we're not going to stand for this and you can't do it, or whether they're going to say, well, it'd be a crime against humanity that everybody would recognize, and it'll help us get rid of this evil empire that's known as the United States. I don't know which way they will come down. I've met with leaders of countries, but they don't ever tell you anything like that. So I have no idea whether they'll permit this to go forward or whether they'll say that it's, you know, China could, first of all, we'll try to do something in the UN just for cover. But China and Russia could veto it. And I think if that happened, it would be hard for us to proceed.
Well, I hope and pray we don't get into a war over there, but everything I see suggests they are conditioning the American people for a war with Iran, just exactly as You go back, they conditioned the American people for a war with Spain back in 1898, and they conditioned us to get into the First World War totally unnecessarily, and they conditioned us to prepare for going to war with the Japanese, you know, and the Germans, both of whom underhandedly we were backing and financing, and certainly they conditioned us to get into the Korean War and the Vietnam War and justified it, and the First Gulf War, and now the Second Gulf War. And it's all done with propaganda to get the American people behind the war and to demonize the enemy. And yet the Iranian people are good people, aren't they?
Well, they're not bombing other countries or occupying other countries or sending their troops into other countries. Compared to us, they're like a little Jesus. Or compared to Israelis, who you know, the Goldstone Report on Israeli war crimes in Gaza is now out. This distinguished jurist with the International War Criminal Court at The Hague. So what we see is that the two militarist aggressor states, which have committed massive war crimes in the 21st century, which is the United States and Israel, are accusing a totally innocent country. So you have to see that as a setup, as you said, Dr. Stan, for another war, another invasion. Now, most Americans simply can't accept anything that I'm saying like this. They say, oh, our government, we believe in democracy and freedom. And while they say that, the robocops in Pittsburgh mow down university students who aren't even protesting. In fact, there weren't any protests at the G20. So the cops had to go out and attack civilian areas of the city just to prove how tough they were. So this is the kind of country we are. It's an amazing transformation in my lifetime of the United States into a brown shirt country with a brown shirt government, whether it's Democrat or Republican. It behaves the same way. The Obama administration tells the same lies that the Bush-Cheney administration told. We never saw anything like this under Reagan or even Clinton. I mean, he lied about his relationship with Monica Lewinsky, but he never lied. Well, maybe he did in the case of Serbia. That was another one of our victims, where we demonized Serbia and bombed them. And that was the beginning of it, the Clinton administration. And it gets worse. You know, for Obama to do what he's done or said after the whole world was aware that Bush lied through his teeth, it shows there's no concept of shame, that the United States government has no concept of shame or responsibility or anything. So what kind of government is it?
Well, I think somebody or a dark and sinister force has taken control of our government. This is not the constitutional government that we have. I think that there are forces there that seem to have a different agenda that seem to be intent upon destroying this country, both militarily and financially. Well, let's get a little bit into your assessment of what's happening financially in the G20 meeting, which, of course, was held, and supposedly now they're talking about the possibility of coming up with some sort of an alternative currency and trying, of course, to get more controls that all the countries of the world will abide by so that we can correct the economic problems that are plaguing the world. And they keep telling us, well, things are getting better, but it's really all government spending. After all, I could live pretty well if I could went out and borrowed $1 million and spend it, but one day I'd have to pay that back. And well, what's going to happen financially to our nation, to the pensions of our people, to the savings of our people, to the certainly the things that people have worked their whole life to accumulate. Certainly, you know, people have worked, they've saved money for the retirement, but looks to me like they're going to destroy the value of our currency. What are your thoughts as an economist? Because I know certainly you've worked in that field for many years.
Well, Dr. Stan, I don't see any way around the fact that they're going to destroy the currency because they have massive budget and trade deficits. And the only way they can finance them now is by printing money. And we've seen many of the emerging countries, the countries that are rising while we're sinking, China, Russia, and Brazil, and they're saying, you know, we don't trust the dollar anymore. We don't want to use it as a reserve currency. We want something else. Well, that's a fairly good indication because the Chinese are our biggest creditors. They're our main bankers. And they keep giving these warnings that the current crop in Washington is destroying the Chinese confidence in the dollar. So why should we be lending to you? And, of course, if they don't lend to us, we can't finance the trade or the budget deficit.
Or we wouldn't even be able to finance the war over there. I mean, if the Chinese, keep buying our bonds, it's obvious they want us to go to war. Without their financing, without the Chinese and Japanese financing, why our economy would collapse, wouldn't it, pretty well, other than just printing more money and destroying the value of the life savings of everybody through inflation?
Yes, the only alternative to foreign financing is to print money. Except, of course, if the stock market fell another 4,000 or 5,000 points, which it may do, then people would rush out of equities into so-called safe treasuries.
Hold that thought.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 31st, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $954.70. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $981.95, $490.98 for a half ounce, or $245.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $981.95, $490.98, and $245.49.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Right. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly Dr. Roberts is just saying that the problem that we have is that everything is based upon debt. And the reason, of course, we were able to proceed with our overspending, consumerism as they call it, was because people were borrowing on the increasing equity of their homes, which had been artificially manipulated by the Federal Reserve System during the housing bubble. And, of course, people are just using their homes as piggy banks, taking the money out and spending as if there were no tomorrow. But the problem is, tomorrow has come, and people are in debt, and certainly they've got to get out of debt. You have to eliminate that debt before you can begin the growing the economy again. But it seems that our leaders seem to be more concerned with transferring our manufacturing and jobs overseas. I saw where Ford is opening an automotive plant, but that's going to be in China. And certainly the government's lending $500 million to a company having to do affiliated with Al Gore. But they're going to open a plant in Finland. And Chrysler's opening new plants in Mexico and certainly over in Italy. And General Motors is opening new plants. But they're going to be in China and India. How could we get the American economy going when our government is financing companies to open their plants in other countries? How is that going to help the American worker to regain his jobs and his standard of living?
Well, it won't. There's no way it can happen. The offshoring of jobs is, of course, the greatest economic crisis that we face, because when jobs are offshored, it's a transfer of American national income to whatever country gets the jobs, and it's a transfer of American consumer income to whatever country gets the jobs. And since the reason of the offshoring is to make the products abroad to bring back to sell to Americans, when the products of the offshoring firms come back into the country, they are imports, and therefore they enlarge the trade deficit, which drives us deeper into debt. So there's no way that we can survive that type of system. Offshoring is national suicide. It's economic suicide. And it's currently happening to us. And while this is going on, Dr. Stan, they don't just offshore the jobs. They bring in foreign workers on a variety of visas, like H-1B visas, L-1 visas. There's a whole panorama of these work visas where they bring in foreigners at a fraction of the wages or salaries paid to Americans. And the Americans on their payroll then, if they want severance pay, have to train the foreigners to do their jobs. And so, and all of this is justified by the corporations and the Congress which is in the pocket of the corporations, on the grounds that there's a shortage of the workers in America. So here we have the greatest unemployment since the Great Depression. We have all kinds of engineering graduates, PhDs, science graduates, who can't even get job interviews. And they're bringing in these foreigners to do the jobs at a fraction of the wage. Now, what this does, you see, this means great labor costs and salary cost savings for the corporations, more profits, and therefore more bonuses for the executives and a higher stock price. So the American workforce is being sold out by its own government and by the American business corporations.
Well, because I'm really worried about what's going to happen when people run out of unemployment benefits. Congress keeps extending longer and longer and longer. They've extended a couple of times now the unemployment benefits, but before long, why, we're not going to be able to afford to keep bringing more and more. I mean, it's gone, you know, year and a half, you know, unemployment benefits. And you pay people while there's no incentive to go out and get a job. After all, why get a job when you can get unemployment?
Well, Dr. Stan, there's no job for them to get.
Yeah.
There's no job for them. That's why the unemployment benefits are being extended. There are no jobs.
Right.
The jobs are shrinking because they're being offshored or they're giving to foreigners on work visas. The unemployment rate is much larger than reported because they don't count people who have been unemployed for more than 1 year.
Well, I think we're in a terrible problem. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Dr. Roberts is going to have dinner tonight. He won't be able to stay with us, but I want to thank you so very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure to have you as a guest here at Radio Liberty.
It's a pleasure to talk to you, Dr. Stan. I want to congratulate you on trying to make the American...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We do hope you enjoyed our conversation with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Now, it's going to be open lines for the rest of the half hour, so give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. 464-8295, and I really don't think that you can evaluate anything going on in the Middle East unless you examine it through the prism of history, unless you examine it through the prism of biblical prophecy. And you go back to 1953 when the United States CIA essentially toppled the Iranian government, the democratically elected government of Iran under Premier Mossadegh, and brought the Shah to power. And then in 1979, why Zygmunt Brzezinski of the Trilateral Commission toppled the Shah and brought the Ayatollahs to power, and the CIA even flew the Ayatollahs to establish them in Iran. At the time, I said to myself, why? Why in heaven's name would we be toppling the Shah, who at least ostensibly was a friend and supporter of the United States and had the sixth largest military in the world? Why would we topple the Shah and bring the Ayatollahs to power, these radical Islamists who ostensibly didn't like the United States? And then, of course, we'd actually trained certain elements of the Shah's secret police who were actually incorporated into the Ayatollah's movement, and then we were used to oppress the Iranian people, who once, of course, they realized that what had happened, a lot of them, of course, had to flee for their lives, and a lot of them wished they had the Shah back again. But you'll never please anybody. There were some people who wanted an Islamic regime, an Islamic republic. But we do know that, of course, the Ayatollahs established Hezbollah. And Hezbollah began orchestrating terrorist activities throughout the world, including the bombing of the American embassy in Beirut in 1983, the bombing of the American Marine barracks in Beirut in 1983, killed over 240 American Marines. And we know, something we've always suspected, but I think we can verify the fact that the government knew who was behind this. Certainly they even knew ahead of time that there was a plan to destroy our embassy over there. And this is covered in a book which we carry, in a very important book entitled See No Evil by Robert Baer, which we carry and every one of you should have. Robert Baer was a CIA agent operating out of Kurdistan at that time, who said he never met an Iraqi, and he met a lot of them for the 10 years he was there. He never met an Iraqi who did not believe that the United States government was keeping Saddam Hussein in power. And most of them, or many of them, felt that that Saddam Hussein was working for the CIA. But Robert Baer, of course, the whole theme of the book was, who was responsible for the bombing of the embassy in Beirut, because Robert had lost one of his friends there. And he finally, at the end of the book, gets a chance to go through the CIA files, and of course, he finds out that it was the Iranians, it was the Hezbollah, and the government knew ahead of time the bombing was coming and did nothing to protect the lives of his friends and the others in the embassy in Beirut. Well, we find time and again, of course, that our government has covered up for the Iranians' excesses. I mean, they actually captured the station chief in Beirut, an American fellow who worked there for the CIA, and they took him to Iran, and they tortured him to death, and then they brought him back and dumped him on the doorstep of our embassy there, and nothing was ever done. And we knew who'd done that. The bombing over Lockerbie, Scotland. I mean, where a couple of hundred people were killed in this when Pan Am 103 went down. And, of course, this was an Iranian operation. But we would never admit that because we would have had to have done something. There would have been every reason to have gone to war with Iran at that time. Instead, they set up a Libyan, and, of course, he was tried. And there were two of them. Well, the court actually heard all the evidence. They turned one of them loose. And then 7 years later, after one of the Libyans had been put in jail in Scotland for killing 200 people, he's suddenly released on humanitarian grounds. Here's a man who killed over 200 people, and he's released after 7 years on humanitarian grounds, and now he's back in Libya putting out, you know, directives and saying, look, I didn't do it. I mean, I did not commit the bombing. I had nothing to do with the bombing, because you're not reading about that here, because, I mean, the last thing that the people who control the American media want is for the American people to realize that we've been covering for the Iranians until now, because I believe we're working on a timeline. I believe there is a master plan, and this is the time when we are finally going to go to war with Iran, and there are elements within Iran who are doing everything to justify it. Let me ask you a question. Why would any country that is under threat of sanctions by the United States or even possible military attack by either Israel or Iran start shooting off missiles, short-range missiles, intermediate-range missiles, announce that it's going to shoot off long-range missiles? You know, it's like poking a stick at a rattlesnake or climbing into a cage with a hungry lion. Why would any rational person do that? I mean, wouldn't you expect the consequences? When you understand that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, that there are invisible forces that are directing the course of America's foreign policy, yes, and of Iran's foreign policy, and Russian and China foreign policy, and that, of course, if you read the writings of the occultists, and I'm speaking specifically of a woman named Alice Bailey, who was a Luciferian, and she wrote a number of books, and certainly one of them was, I believe, called The Externalization of the Hierarchy. I may be wrong on the title of it, but certainly within that is something called The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy, and we offer this pamphlet. It's put out by the Lucius Trust, but it's based on Alice Bailey's writings, and she talks about how they have their people in every nation in the world in key positions. And of course, there is a master plan. They describe it with a capital P, and there is a spiritual hierarchy of certainly of advanced beings who pass through multiple generations until they finally come to a point of perfection. That's the spiritual hierarchy that rules the world. Are there such beings? Well, I believe they're demonic forces at work. And if you believe the Bible and you remember when Jesus was on the Mount of Temptation, and the Lucifer said, if you'll just kneel down and worship me, I can give you all of the kingdoms of the world. I can give you all of the kingdoms of the world. How could he make that offer if he didn't control them? And until you understand the Luciferian component, the spiritual component to everything going on today, unless you understand, certainly the essays written by Corrine McLaughlin and Gordon Davidson, who had been affiliated with the Lucius Trust for many years, and I quote them extensively in my talk on the financial Armageddon, which if you haven't seen it, you need to get it, and you can get the references to what I'm talking about, the financial Armageddon. They've been talking about how people associated with the occult had for many years been praying for the election of Barack Hussein Obama to become president of the United States at this time in history. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines, and we depend upon you calling in for open lines because I really have nothing prepared. But certainly we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear what you think. Are we going to war with Iran? Is the media really, of course, using all the standard techniques, you know, of demonizing Ahmadinejad, who looks like he came from Central Casting? If I ever saw a person who looked like came from Central Casting, it's Ahmadinejad, unless maybe it was Arafat with his, the checkered scarf he used to wear on his head. You know, we gave him over a couple of $1 billion for the part that he played, and it was stashed away in banks in Europe with the help of the Mossad. And then talk about Central Casting. How about Gaddafi? I mean, did you see that that crazy robe and hat that he was wearing? In fact, I don't know if you saw the Saturday Night Live parody on Gaddafi. But, of course, the fellow who played the part looked more like Gaddafi than Gaddafi does. And, of course, Fidel Castro and his fatigues. It's all showbiz, ladies and gentlemen. The only trouble that instead of just being a staged situation, an awful lot of people have died unnecessary. Fidel Castro killed a number of people. He just took them out and personally shot them in the head when he took power. And why has he never been held responsible for the murders of that? Why does David Rockefeller's daughter go down to visit Fidel Castro? And if you doubt that, you need to get David Rockefeller's memoirs. He'll tell you how his daughters violate our laws and go down to visit Fidel Castro. What good friends David Rockefeller's daughters are of this ruthless murderer, Fidel Castro, and how Fidel Castro actually came up to visit David Rockefeller. Understand that nothing is it appears to be. Our number 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the economy is not improving. The only reason, of course, that suddenly the price of homes is going up a little bit, certainly is because, the government is pouring out countless trillions of dollars, not billions, but trillions of dollars. And of course, you keep spending money you don't have. Things go pretty well for a time, but eventually comes the day of reckoning. And if I were to go out and borrow a couple of $1 billion, I could bet I could live pretty well for a time, but eventually the day of reckoning would come. Well, let's go to Bob, who's calling in from Oklahoma. Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, hi. This is Paul. I was going to mention that I don't have a home computer, so I go down to the library a lot. And every time that I go down to the library to use a computer, almost every adult that's on, almost all the computers are full, and all the adults on the computer. And when I look over there at their screens, it's all some sort of a job search or looking for a job. And I think that probably has something to do with the so-called recession or everything that's been going on. I just wonder what you might have thought.
Well, I think that we've got a terrible recession. We probably got between 25 and 30 million people who are either unemployed or underemployed or have given up working. Those figures come from Bert Dorman. But you stop and think that, of course, the figures that we have from John Williams of Shadow Statistics suggest that the unemployment rate is really about 20%. And when you realize we have about 130 million workers in America, the idea that we have 25 to 30 million underemployed or unemployed in the United States is about right. And a lot of these people want to work. But, of course, as Dr. Roberts said, there are no jobs. The problem is there aren't going to be any jobs. Oh, a few of them will get jobs here, there, and elsewhere, but they're not going to get the pay that they did before, because the ultimate plan is to lower the living standards of the American people, to force, you know, the people to accept lower and lower wages as we intentionally transfer the jobs and manufacturing and wealth of the American people to other countries. And that's why, as I mentioned when we were talking to Dr. Roberts, why, of course, you know, they were giving money to Al Gore and the company he represents to open a new plant over in Finland, $500 million. We're lending him, and of course, Ford Motor Company is opening a new plant in China, they just announced, and of course, Chrysler is going to be opening new plants in Mexico and in Italy, and General Motors is opening new plants in China and in India with the money we've given them. And nobody ever points out, well, how is that going to help the American workers? And it's not going to. It's not designed to. It is designed to equalize the wealth of the world and to lower our living standards to that of the Mexican peasant, or perhaps I used to say, raise the living standards of the American worker to that of the Mexican peasant, because that's what they want. They want to lower our living standards and raise them up throughout the rest of the world. And nobody's telling the American people that our leaders' loyalty is not to America, but to the globalist dream.
Well, I don't remember. I don't know if you remember. I called earlier and I told you that I tried to donate the Bohemian Grove DVD to the library. And they kept telling me they were going to put it in there. And then eventually they just said that they don't think they're going to put it in there and that it's going to be at the book sale. And I went this weekend. This weekend had just passed, and I made sure I was there, you know, right when it opened up, and I went right in there, and there it was, just sitting right there, and I bought it back for $1.
All right, fine. Well, I'm glad you did. But you have to understand that the libraries are controlled. If they put out the truth, I mean, they censor the books that go in there. They would not put, you know, a good book in, or, you know, the one that really tells the truth about the occult and the secret societies. Now, one reason I'm really rather enthused is because Dan Brown's book, you know, the lost symbol, you know, at least even though it's only in fictional form, but it's talking about the secret societies and the other dimension and the secret passageway, you know, to, and basically they're talking about the other dimension. These are the things that people need to know, and, you know, at least they'll have Dan Brown's book there. And we're trying to get people educated. But I appreciate everything you do, Paul. Anything else that you want to say before we let you go? I guess we lost Paul, so let's go to Jim in West Virginia. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines, and if you have a question or comment, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295 here in California. Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. Dr. Stan, you've traveled all over creation. You were the only talk show host a number of years ago that I decided had to have two brains in your head. But anyway.
Well, maybe it's two brain cells, but anyway, go ahead.
One's on life support. But
right,
any rate.
Right.
Anyway, Doc, my parents made me read Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations. I've read several other good economists' books, not textbooks. I had to use those, too. I've listened to shortwave. I've heard what happens during revolutions. A country throws off one government only to saddle themselves with another puppet who answers to the same banksters. But what I've never been able to figure out, and I was hoping you could shed some insight, and I was hoping to catch Dr. Paul Craig Roberts for this, but after the Federal Reserve System collapses, and it has no choice, all others have...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here.
Yeah.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens, which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Well, we've got Dr. Stan here. Hey, Ann, do you have a quick question because we're out of time?
Yes, I wanted to know. I used to belong to a society. It was called Rainbow Girls.
Yes, that's an occult organization. Ties into Masonry, as I remember.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, I think my father was a Mason, and I had two stepbrothers, and they were in Dean Lay.
Yeah.
That's when we were all teenagers. So
sure.
That was my question.
Yeah, but they're a cult. I don't think the average rainbow girl, the average young boy who belongs to Dean Lay, or the average even Mason really understands the significance of what's going on. They are simply used as a convenient front for a Luciferian agenda. Masonry is the modern-day manifestation of the ancient mystery religions, and the average Mason has no idea. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, we simply quote Manly B. Hall, who points out that Masonry is a fraternity within a fraternity, and out of fraternity of people having a good time and trying to do good things, but an inner fraternity of men who are dedicated to the study of the Arcanum and the Enconorum. That is the secret and the secret of secrets. Hey, we got to run. God bless, and thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye. And this is Dr. Stan. This is the time I need to remind our listeners. We are having an all-day meeting on the 25th of October, and we hope that if you're out there, you'll be able to come. We're bringing in speakers. We've almost got 100 people lined up. We've got almost 4 weeks to go. So if you can make it, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. It's going to be a great time, people coming from all across the country. And so you're going to be serving lunch, so you're going to have reservations. Give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. We'll have a lot of things there, too, that you may very well want to think about or think about getting. And then, of course, we certainly want to mention that we're going to have to reprint Brotherhood of Darkness, and you need a weapon. You need a weapon to convince people about what's going on. And I'm not talking about a gun weapon of some sort. I'm talking about an effective means of education, because our major tool has to be education. There's no better means that I know than my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, not because I'm a great writer, but because the information is valid. And, of course, you can get these books. Will sell for $12.95 ordinarily. You can get them, the 60 of them in a case, for $149.95, which is a little over $2 a book. And that'll help us to get the book reprinted. And so if you can help out, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 for $149.95 plus shipping. You can get our book at a little over $2, and then you can disseminate it, and you can talk to people, and you can convince people. And we need about 50 people. We've got a couple of people signed up. We just started offering this yesterday. But give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get a case, 60 copies of Brotherhood of Darkness, a very effective tool for educating people about the spiritual battle that's taking place today. Because if we don't reach enough people, we're going to, and have a revival in America, why, we're going to lose this country. And we're going to lose this country, if we lose it, because the good people weren't involved, and the good people didn't understand the spiritual nature of the battle that's taking place. There really are secret societies. There really is a conspiracy against God. They really have taken God and prayer out of our schools. And who did it? The Masons did it. And the Masonic judges who control the Supreme Court from 1941 until 1971, it's all there in my book and the documentation for it. And then, of course, you, of course, need to get some of our other material. If I can suggest Pastor Billy Crone's excellent 10-DVD series, The Final Countdown, or his book. If I could suggest our 4-tape set on the swine flu vaccine, actually, that's a 4-CD set. Our 4-CD set on Deadly Assassins, where you'll actually hear my interview with the man who interviewed the man who was assigned to kill General Patton and these.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and...